When the Founding Fathers set in the prescriptive, codified history of the nation, the people's right to pursue happiness, they said the right of the people, not of individual persons. Jomo Kenyatta, in our February 22nd, 2015 show, provided a vivid illustration of the process by which the determination of this, the state of our happiness, occurs. The people meet in groupings and discuss it. Meeting in groupings and discussing is how our thought develops itself, and included in this is our communion with the ancestors. Which is why global state statesmen, by which term I refer to those in command position, who bear, carry around with them at all times an unequivocal global commitment to install their vision of perfection, the republic, a vision of rigid, fixed class divisions in which their rule has been made permanent. Which is why global state statesmen insist on regulating it, our discussions. And more, it's clear to me that monitoring and regulating our conversations, the state, the quality of our thinking, is the point for power of nations in a global class system, in order to keep us from unifying across them, across nation. They insist on regulating the terms under which we meet in groups and discuss what we want for our future. They insist, these Plato's tribesmen, following the Pater Familias' guidance, that each of us possess, are possessed by, leaders. Which is easily accomplished with a coerced work system, jobs in which our lives are atomized, and security non-existent, because scarcity has been manufactured for all of our means of existence, setting us up to battle, compete with each other for a meager share of them.